getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, my name is Jesse Bradley, and I'm the pastor at Grace Community Church in Auburn. And we have a church that is multi-generational, multi-ethnic, and we welcome everyone. We all follow Jesus, look to Him, and we get into God's Word together. And today I want to look into the Scripture on the topic of baptism. And when I first became a believer over 25 years ago, there was a lot of confusion in my mind about baptism. So here's some clear steps and clear answers. First, baptism originates with Jesus. Jesus was baptized, and that's Matthew chapter 3, verse 16. He was baptized in the Jordan River, and he sets our example. Now, it's also a command. Our Lord gave us the command in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. It's known as the Great Commission, but making disciples in all nations and baptizing. So, in essence, everyone who follows Jesus should be baptized, and it's a great joy and a privilege to be baptized. Now, here's where the confusion starts. Some people think that you have to be baptized to get into heaven. In other words, baptism earns your way to heaven. Well, that's false. We have a relationship with God by placing our trust in Jesus Christ. It's nothing earned, it's not a religious checklist, and it's not performance-based. So grace means an undeserved gift. Christ has died for our sins on the cross. For us, it's free. It wasn't free for Him. Very high cost. So put your trust in Jesus, decide to follow Him, and that's when you're born again, the Bible says. Now, that's how the relationship begins, but baptism comes in with growth, and it should be a next step after you've made that decision. Baptism is not optional. It's a clear command in Scripture. It's not a suggestion. And then also, there's some urgency. So in the Bible, like in Acts chapter 16, verse 33, when the jailer is saved and he puts his trust in Jesus, he's baptized right away. And so some people think they can't be baptized until they have it all together, until they've read the entire Bible, until they've, you know, gone to church consistently every weekend for 5 years or whatever things they make up in their minds. These are not hoops we need to jump through. So if you put your trust in Jesus, now you're ready to be baptized. And it should be done with some urgency. Some people wait years, and I understand that happens, but if you've been waiting years, again, don't feel guilted or shamed into this, but just make a decision now that it's clear in the Bible. You're following Jesus, it's time to get baptized. Now that word in the Greek, baptizo, means to immerse, and that's why you'll see someone go under the water and come up. It's kind of a picture of Jesus' death and His resurrection. And I kind of joke with some people that the longer I hold you underwater, it's tied into how much sins you have in your life. So if you have a lot of sins, I'm going to hold you under longer before I pull you up. But I just like to have a good time. That's not really true. It's not biblical. Baptism is the public declaration of your faith. Some people ask me, can I have a private baptism, just you and I? And really, the purpose of baptism is to let the world know you follow Jesus, you're in His family, and you're not ashamed of your Savior. You love Him. And so really, baptism is public, and it's a celebration. It's a declaration of who you follow. And I encourage you, and maybe you know people, maybe you're baptized, and you know some people who haven't taken that step yet, that you would come alongside of them and encourage them to follow through and be baptized. And find a church family, and be baptized there, and that community will support you. Now, in our church, when someone's baptized, they also share their testimony. So they write out their story, and that's powerful to hear their journey and how they came to this point in their faith. And so that might be something that you want to work on and do. When I was baptized back in college, I shared my story, I invited my friends. Some follow Jesus, some don't. And I was able to share that with them, and that's very personal as well. Celebration in our church, when there's a baptism, we also take their picture and put it on the wall. And so, again, it's so significant to be baptized. There's always joy in baptism. You know, the presence of the Lord is there. Also, whenever you obey the Lord, there's joy. So if you're on the fence right now, I just want to encourage you. Maybe you're afraid of other people watching. Just ask God for courage. Maybe you know that you should have been baptized many years ago. Don't let a false guilt or shame hold you back. And Jesus said in Matthew 10:32, whoever acknowledges him in the same way he will acknowledge us before the Father. So today, if you haven't been baptized, take that next step of faith with the Lord. And if you know someone who hasn't been baptized in your small group or in your church, encourage them. And it'll be a great celebration. It'll honor the Lord Jesus, and you will have joy when you're baptized.
You've been listening to Pastor Jesse Bradley from Grace Community Church in Auburn. For more details about the church, visit them online at graceinauburn.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.